reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. And so during the supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from the supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist, and then he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." But Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." But Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." But Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." And Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet, he put his garments back on and reclined at table again. And he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that what I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord.
I don't know how aware you are, but in the Gospels, I never remember Jesus saying, "Worship me." But many, many times, Jesus said, "Follow me." And there's a big difference between worshiping and following. It can be very, very comfortable and very self-satisfying to worship Jesus, but it can be very, very difficult and very painful, and causes to lose a lot of sweat, just like Jesus sweated drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. And sometimes following Jesus, it even demands that of us. In a few moments, we will have the washing of the feet, and it's such a symbolic action on this most holy night, Holy Thursday night. Why do we do that on Holy Thursday night as part of the Eucharistic celebrations? Well, I often smile when we come to the end of Mass normally, and the priest says, "The Mass is ended now, go in peace," or "Go in peace to love and serve the Lord," or "Go now and glorify the Lord by your life." We say, "Thanks be to God," meaning, "Thank God that's finished." And some people are gone before that because they want to be first out of the parking lot. And if you're in Ireland, they're well on their way home by the time you say that. So you wonder. The Mass begins when the priest says that, not end. What we do here each Sunday at Mass, and each day you come to Mass, is you get a mission. You are sent out to proclaim the good news, to tell this beautiful story of God and God's salvation. And how do you do that? Does it mean you've got to get up in a soapbox and preach? No, it doesn't. Because that very often has the opposite effect. No, you preach the good news by your life, by your love for other people. My life is not about me. I am about life. Jesus could truly say that. We've got to look into that here tonight. How do we wash one another's feet? How do we wash one another's feet? By being there for people in times of difficulty and trouble. By not putting ourselves always first. By not always considering what is in it for me. By not always seeking notice or honor for what we do. By not always thinking, do I have time? How inconvenient will this be? Jesus, what do you think was Jesus' greatest pain and greatest suffering on this Holy Thursday night, the first Holy Thursday night in the Garden of Gethsemane? Was it that he was facing torture and scourging and a crowning with thorns and crucifixion the next day? No, I think his greatest suffering was loneliness. Loneliness. Imagine how Jesus must have felt when one of his faithful followers, one of his friends, Judas, betrayed him for a paltry 30 pieces of silver, a day's wages. Can you, the pain of that. Have you ever been betrayed? Let down by somebody you trusted in? That's painful, isn't it? Really, really painful. Have you ever felt totally alone, isolated, on your own, abandoned, that nobody cared about you, or nobody cared what you were suffering? There are many, many, many people in the world tonight, and maybe among you, who feel that way tonight. Maybe your marriage has broke down. Maybe you're in an abusive relationship. Maybe you live in a home, or you're a wife, or you're a mother, and you're not appreciated. What do you do? Well, what is Jesus telling us to do? This is where following Jesus gets really, really difficult and gets really tough. Many, many of you and many, many people have to cope with an aged parent. It involves putting up with their crankiness, their moods, taking them for doctor's appointments, being there for them sometimes 24 hours a day. That's tough, isn't it? That's tough. But that's what we're called to do. Jesus never said, worship me. He said, follow me. Follow me. Not always easy to do. In fact, never totally easy to do. It always costs us an effort. Sometimes a lot of sweat. More sweat than maybe we're prepared to give. So the question tonight is, my life is not about me. I am about life. How does that apply in your life? Well, I have to ask myself that question this evening as I stand here. Can I honestly say, standing here before you, that my life is not about me, that I am about life? Well, I don't think I can totally say that, because that would be untruthful. I like to think that sometimes, at least, my life is not about me, but I am about life. As I stand here, I am now conscious of the times when my life was all about me, and I have suddenly become very aware there were not happy times in my life. There certainly were not joyful times in my life. You got to die before you die. Jesus died before he died. You got to die to self. And the more you die to self, the more joyful you become. So where are you in that regard? Is your life all about you? Or are you in some ways about life? What is your answer? What is your answer?